Okay, Hilchos Trefos, Lamed Hey, and we are starting Seif Tet. Im Betzad Echad Shel Hareya, Chasira Una Achas. So we've got the upper five lobes, right? The smaller ones. Those are the cranial lobes. Three on the right, two on the left. What happens if one of them are missing? So, but you have an extra one down below. Elisha Besof Ha'uma, on the bottom of the entire lungs, underneath the bottom big lobes, underneath the caudal lobes. Elisha Besof Ha'uma Sheba'oto Tzad, on the same tzad that it's missing, Haita Blita Gedola. You have some kind of a protrusion, extension, like an extra little lobe down below. Kumo Una, so it's going to be in replace. To replace the una that's from above, even though, of course, every una, the three or the two, have their normal place above, and they're all near each other. And now you've got this big lower lobe in between the una, separating them. Kshera doesn't matter; it's kshera because you have the number that you needed. Okay. Haga, however. The Rama writes, and so says the Shach and all the Achronim and Kaf HaChaim, Yesh Nohaim Lahatrif. We say, no, this is a Trefa. The Chiyai Gavna, in such a case, Ki Kol Ma Shalamata Minavarda Mikre Shalo Bedari De'una. Anything below that middle, smaller lobe called the Varda, that is, it's considered not on the sides or in the seder of the una. And that's the minhag. To say it's trefa. The Gemara has the word bedare de una, and I think most Rishonim translate it as betsade on the side. It's mostly how we've been translating. Some write kaseder. Okay, a couple different perushim. But okay. Yud. Ein kol hadavarim halalu amurim ela bebehema v'chaya. Okay, so most of what we just learned, if not everything in this siman, only applies to a behema or a chaya. Aval ha'ov, all these separations with the lobes and differences and v'chule, when it comes to a chicken, ein lo chituch onot. They don't have these separated unot. They don't have these seven lobes that we just spoke about. Behema, like a behema. V'mimtza ein lo minyan yadua. And if you do have lobes in your chicken, there's no specific number, and it's nothing about the lobes is going to make the chicken a trefa. Okay, let's get into Siman Lamed Vav. Kama mine trefos bereya. All right, so there are a number of different trefos by the lungs. Aleph. Hareya yesh la shnei krumim. So around the lungs, there is two membranes. Now the inner one is they're both thin membranes. The inner one is extremely attached to the lung itself, to the mass, and it's extremely difficult to separate. The outer membrane is easy to peel off. Okay, so we've got two membranes. So that's going to be, so nikev ze belo ze, or ze shelo keneged ze kshira. So if only one of the membranes has a hole or a puncture, it's still kshira, it's not a problem. Even if you both have a hole, but they're not opposite each other, so the air is not escaping. Ad sheinakvu shneim ze keneged ze. The only time you're going to have a trefa is if you have two holes opposite each other so that the air escapes straight from the lungs to the outside, and then that's when we assume it's not going to live and it has a din of a trefa. Haga. V'yesh matrifim b'nikvo zesh shelo keneged ze v'hachi nahug. But the custom is, as long as you have a hole on both of them, even if it's not opposite each other, then it has a din of a trefa. Okay, I'll just say, I just realized I have a suffix. If you can blow air out, I have to figure this out. If you cannot blow air out, sorry, if you cannot blow air out, even though you have a hole on each one of the membranes, I'm not sure if that's a trefa. Right? Because the issue is, what makes it a trefa is air escapes from the inside of the lung to the outside. And we're going to see, this is about testing to see if there's a hole. But so here the Rama just points out, if you have one hole not opposite another, it still is a trefa, but we have to just double check, what if there's no air that can escape? Like it's far enough from each other and it doesn't travel through the membrane. Okay, so, tzarachian. What? So we're going to see, you would hear a hissing even if there's no hole between on the outer layer. So we're going to see that in a second. So that's why I'm not sure. We'll see. Okay, we'll have to find out. It still needs okay.
A negative is a mashihu.
Yeah. There's no shear for a hole or a puncture. Bet. Afilu niglad perush niklaf krum ha'elyon kulo. Even if the entire outer membrane is gone, right? Rov, all of it, makes no difference. It's still a kshira because it's still solid and sealed from the inner membrane. Ela shetzricha bedika. But you do have to do a test. Mihu. Agav miyo im nimsa bua al makom sheniklaf haor elyon yesh lahatrif. So let's say on the outer layer, the outer membrane, you do have a hole or it's peeled off, right? And connected right underneath where you have the peel off, you have this bubble from, or I don't know the best word for it. Okay, you'll help me out. You have some kind of a bubble. I don't know if this is the right word, but it would look like it. Okay, so
cyst
maybe. Okay, maybe. So then, no. Okay, so then, if you would have this bubble, that's for sure correct, because the other ones might have different connotations. So then, it's a trefa. Why? Ki have ke krum she'ala machmat maka. Because we're assuming what you're seeing, this bubble, is because there was a maka there. This is the end result. And we're assuming that therefore there was a hole or some kind of maka that healed. And just because it healed, the halacha is, I don't know about metzias nowadays, but the assumption is, even though it healed right now, it's not going to live within 12 months. Right? Okay. Yesh omrim, im nafchu hareya v'nikra hakru machmat nefecha trefa. Okay, so then here, by the way, when we just spoke about that bubble, or perhaps cyst or abscess, we're not talking about an infection, but even if it had just clear liquid inside, it would still be a problem. And you don't have to see pus or suppuration or something like that to tell you it had a maka or a blister. Okay, so you just have to have even if it's just clear liquid, the fact that you have where the outer membrane is gone and now you have this maybe blister or whatever, so then it's okay, so then we assume it had a maka and it was, and it's a trefa. A blister in the inner membrane we're talking about. The bubble is in the inner membrane. Right. Because the outer membrane is gone. We're talking about a case when the outer was niklaf, and now the inner is what has the bubble. Venikra, okay. And then, so some say, what do? You blow on it. And if it... So some say it's only when you blow, then that's when it's a problem. And so, if you read the Shach, he says, all you have to do is blow regular. You don't blow super hard, right? An animal breathes normal. It's not going to sneeze from the lung that blows so hard, or I don't know. You go by a normal blowing, and then it's called a kshira. If it doesn't rip, and he says that's the halacha, and that's what's done every day. Every day, even if you see the outer layer is gone and you have a bubble or a blister or whatever, if you're able to blow and no air comes out, normal blowing. Don't, you know, blow too hard because then you're going to pop it. Just a normal blowing, and it doesn't rip, there's no air comes out, then it's a kshera. Okay. I don't know firsthand what's done, but that's shach. Okay, fine. So let's go on. Gimel. Seif Gimel. Nikva ve'ala bo krum ve'nistam trefa. Now, if it had a hole, and then it healed, and you had a new membrane formed over there, and it's completely sealed, it doesn't matter. It already has a din of a trefa. Once it has a hole, it's over. Okay. Dalet. Seif Dalet. Rea shenishpa ba havara kishinokhinota. So you mentioned before, let's say you have, you hear some wind, you hear a whistle, some kind of air flow that comes out through the lung, right, when you blow on it. So, im nikar hamakom shemimenu nishma havara, moshivin alav rok koteven uchayotze bo. So if you can tell where the air, the sound is coming from, right now it's just a matter of sound, right? So you can hear where the hiss or wherever this the air is coming from. You put some kind of your spit or a very light feather, a tevin, over where you think it's the air is coming out of. Anything. So then you blow on it, and if it moves, freezes, so then you know, of course, there's a hole, and that's why the air is pushing it out, is moving it. Utrefa, as then of a trefa. V'im lo nikar hamakom. Now, if you can't, and so obviously, if it doesn't move, we call that a kshira, because that means there's wind blowing between the two membranes. You can hear the sound of the air blowing between the two membranes without there being a hole. Okay, I don't know. I haven't seen this, but it might be interesting to. Okay, im lo nikar hamakom, moshivin ota b'mayim poshrin. So then, let's say you hear the sound, but you don't know where it's coming out of. So just, you take a bucket, fill it up with mayim poshrim, right? So mayim poshrim means room temperature water, does not mean warm water. And the shach, I'm not sure how much of a difference they are. I'll leave it as a tzarachim, but I'll just point out the shach gives from different poskim four different sort of definitions. One is you go to the, it's room temperature for the for a summer, the air of the summer, it's just drop warm, and that makes it room temperature, that's fine. In other words, not cold water that comes, you know, sometimes you have cold water that comes from the river or the lake or just a spring. So we're not, or perhaps your faucet. So we're talking about room temperature that became even a drop warm from the sun, from not the sun itself, the temperature of the summer. Or then he quotes another one, it's the same temperature as one's spit. That's okay, saliva. And then another one is, again, it depends if it's kites or winter, I don't get into it so much, but basically you leave it out, it's in a bowl that was covered or uncovered, depending if it's the summer or not summer. But anyway, all the temperatures are obviously somewhat similar. And one opinion is actually if it's in the summer, you actually want to add a little bit of cold water because you don't want it to be too warm. Okay. Anyways, basically room temperature water. And then you blow, right? You put your mouth on the trachea and you blow. If you see the water bubble, so then it's a trefa. Because the ahad is above, obviously, because there's air coming up. So that means there's a hole. Ve'im lav, and if not, be'adua, shekrum atachton bilvad nikev, ve'aruach mahalach ben shnei akrumot. So if there's nothing moving, that means there's no hole, hole through and through that comes out of the lung. And the air is because it's blowing in between the two membranes, right? There's a puncture on the inner membrane, but not the outer membrane. And that everyone holds is not a problem. And that's what's making the sound. Ukshera. Haga. Vim samua pamachas b'mayim chamim okarim. Shuv ein la bedika filu b'poshrim. Now, You have to make sure you do this test of putting the lung inside the water before the lung touches hot water or cold water. Because if it's too hot or too cold, then what happens is it can seal the hole. You can have a tiny little hole and you may not even see it, but it's there. And then as soon as you blow on it, then the air pushes it through. So then and it also opens, it could open up a little bit. Like the membrane could theoretically sort of, if you have a little tiny hole in a membrane, it'll just like ke'ilu seal itself up. All you have to do is put a little pressure to separate it. What happens is if you put the lung in hot or cold water, so the hot water can make it shrink a little bit and make it seal itself up more, so that even if you blow, the air won't escape. And if you put it into water that's too cold, it makes it hard. And so just by normal air pressure, it won't be it won't have enough strength to open the hole that's already there. Okay, so.
So potion should be the temperature of the animal's body. That should be potion, so you're not changing the...
We said saliva was one of the temperatures, so. Okay, I don't know. Okay, let's go on. Good point. Hey, right? Yeah, hey. Nimset nekuva. Nimset nekuva b'makum shiyesh litlo chenase achar shkita. Alright, so now you find a hole in it. And you have reason to believe this hole happened after you did the shkita. And then that would make it 100% a ksherah, because when you shechted it, there was no hole. Kegon shehevira tabach yado b'koach or shetalsha b'koach. The shochet did something with his hand and moved it in a way, and he hit it or he pulled on it, and he had an instrument in his hand. Something happened that made it so that it was likely that from what he was doing, he punctured it. O shalacha ze'ev v'chazira nekuva. Or before you checked it, you pulled it out of the animal, and a ze'ev, a wolf, put his teeth on it and ran away and came back with it. Shalina on the hakel. Any reason that makes you think that maybe it happened afterwards. You have what to lean it on. And another cause. So then ukshera. The din is, it's a ksheira. Because why? We know rov behemos are ksheiras. Vafilo yesham nekavim harbe. So even though you saw him sink his teeth into one area of the lung, and he comes back with his teeth on the same area basically, but there's another hole there, you can say he let go, bit it somewhere else, and brought it back to you as such. Okay. Haga. Not necessarily, if you know for sure it's in the same spot, but I don't know how you're supposed to know that. But okay. Haga, v'lo talinan biyad ha-tabach ala im nekev mashuch shidar kalniyot mikoach ha-tabach. Now, you need a little bit of common sense. The only time we're going to assume that the tabach, that the shochet, let's say, did it, is if it's in a way that a shochet could do it. Let's say, whether he was holding a fork or a knife or something, and it's normal to make a puncture, but it would look a certain way from that instrument, right? If you're being told on an instrument, it would have to be, probably not a perfect, again, depends which instrument he's holding. But so he's saying over here, it would have to be a little bit with the length. Like maybe he swiped his hand, and so it would come, it wouldn't be just a straight, clean, perpendicular puncture. But if it's like a perfect hole, lo talinan b'tabach. So then it doesn't make sense even to be told it was done by the shochet. Ki ein darko liot agol. If a shochet's going to make a hole, again, shochetim know how they make holes and don't make holes, so they will know. Just has to be what's, normal, common sense. V'chol nekev shehu patuach. Right, it's not normal for it to be agul and patuach. O shehu shchar. Or anyway, so a nekev that is open or dark, blackish, I don't know, maybe dark. Okay, I'm not exactly sure what hushkar is, but dark. blackish or bluish, o edom, or red, saviv a nekev, right around the nekev, afilu hu rak edom saviv etzlaot, neged a nekev, even just red by the ribs that are opposite where the puncture, the hole in the lung is, it has a din of a trefa. Velo talinan b'shum dovar davade mechayim, davade mechayim nase. And in this case, you wouldn't be told that it was done by the afterwards, because it wouldn't look like that, because the blood stops moving. When it's alive and you have a puncture, so then it would make these marks from the bleed, right? Your hemorrhage, subhivatoma. Exactly. So then, that's when it would happen. But once it's dead, it's going to look different if I'm alive and dead. All right, again, common sense and a little experience. V'chein, im nimtzu alea tola'im shenikvua. Now again, let's say you find worms. Worms, they can eat through the lungs. Right? You find worms now, and you have some holes. So it depends. V'ein yedua im nikvua kodom shchita o achar shchita. Again, I don't know how many minutes are going on in between, but we don't know if the holes came before or after. Right? If it was before, it would be a strefa. It would be afterwards, it would be a kshera. So if you don't know, we could say that the worms did it afterwards, kshera. So then what happens in any case, you don't know if it happened before or after, and you don't have a great way to be told it. So there's another thing we can do. We mentioned this earlier by the kane, by the trachea. And here also we're going to see, we don't do it. He's going to give you a test. You have a hole, you don't know if it was done before or after. So in the times of the Gemara, they would do a test. Osim nekev acher. You go, take some kind of a pin. What's the right word? A needle. Puncture a hole somewhere else on the lung. And then, umekarvin et etzlo. And then you bring them near each other. Im him domim kshira. If it looks the same, then it's a kshera, because whatever happens, the result of a puncture now, if it occurs when it's dead, and so if it looks the same, the other puncture you assume was also when it was dead. Shekamo shezeh naaseh achar shchita kach naaseh arishon. They happen the same way. V'im einum domim, but if they don't look the same, then you would assume, why don't they look the same? Because one, the blood was alive, it was flowing, and the other one it wasn't. So therefore, since it looks different, we assume one was before it died, one was after, and it's a trefa. You can't compare though from one behema to one, from a daka to a gasa. You have to use the same animal or the same type of an animal. Ela midaka daka migasa lagasa, has to be same type. Haga. And some say we don't do comparisons. Makifim, we don't compare one to another. Even from one animal, we don't do it. Ela migasa lagasa, only within a gasa to a gasa. Da'inu me'uma la'uma, and only from one of the big lobes to the big lobes, right? The lower ones, o midaka la'daka, da'inu me'una la'una, or only from, and this is what it means, when the Gemara says that, it means only from an una to an una. Mi'u bizmana zed, as a matter, einanu mekin. We're not experts in such comparisons. V'ein lismoch akafa klal lahachshir. And we do not do any comparisons whatsoever. You have a hole, and that's, and if it's a suffix, you treat it like a suffix trefa. And so paskins the shach and the kafa chayim.